And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 3rd of July, 2025. July 3rd is Eat Your Beans Day. Bean cultivation dates back 7,000 years. Beans are originally from wild vines, which grow in Central and South America. At least 4,000 bean varieties exist today and are cultivated all over the world. They are one of the most versatile crops and can be grown almost anywhere. Though often viewed as a poor man's food, beans have been an important source of nourishment for people throughout history. Beans are protein-packed powerhouses of nutrition. They are an amazing source of fiber, as well as folic acid, iron, potassium, and calcium. The top 9 healthiest beans and legumes to eat are chickpeas, lentils, peas, kidney beans, black beans, soybeans, pinto beans, navy beans, and peanuts. Beans are nutritious, satisfying, and also one of the most economic foods available. Some might say canned beans are the healthy fast food. Here are some beanie recipes to try. Beanie brownies. These ooey-gooey delicious brownies come with a surprising twist. Black beans are the star ingredient. Agave roasted chickpeas, navy bean pesto, bean burgers, and white bean Alfredo sauce. It's the birthday of Richard D. Ryder, born on this day in 1940. Richard Ryder is an English psychologist and animal rights advocate. In 1970, Ryder coined the term speciesism to describe the exclusion of non-human animals from the protections available to human beings. Ryder assisted in achieving the legislative animal protection reforms in the UK and EU between 1970 and 2020. He is the author of a number of books about animal research, animal rights, and morality in politics. It's also the birthday of Rod Coronado, born on this day in 1966. Rod Coronado is an indigenous American animal rights and environmental activist. As part of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, he sank 2 whaling ships and destroyed Iceland's sole whale processing facility in 1986. He led the Animal Liberation Front's Operation Bite Back campaign against the fur industry and its supporting institutions, which was involved in multiple firebombings. Following an attack on a Michigan State University mink research center, Coronado was jailed for nearly 5 years. He later admitted to being the sole perpetrator. The 1992 Federal Animal Enterprise Protection Act was created in response to his actions. The operation continued with a focus on liberating animals rather than property destruction. He was jailed another 8 months in 2004 for sabotaging an Arizona mountain lion hunt and was targeted under an anti-terrorism law in 2006 for having spoken about details of his Michigan State incendiary device in a public setting. In 2013, Coronado founded Wolf Patrol, a nonprofit that monitors treatment of wolves and reports illegal wolf hunting. The publication of The Link Between Animal Abuse and Human Violence by Andrew Lindsay was on this day in 2009. Many philosophers, including Aquinas, Locke, Schopenhauer, and Kant, have assumed that there is a link between cruelty to animals and violence against people. During the last 40 years, evidence for this view has steadily accumulated as a result of statistical, psychological, and medical investigations. And there is now a substantial body of supporting empirical evidence. The link between animal abuse and human violence brings together international experts from 7 countries to examine in detail the relationships between animal abuse and child abuse, the emotional development of the child, family violence, and serial murder. It considers the implications for legal and social policy and the work of key professionals. This is the most up-to-date, authoritative, and comprehensive volume on the link between animal abuse and human violence. And here's a quote from Rod Coronado for today. When I returned to the res and started hanging out with the elders, direct action, deep ecology, radical environmentalism, whatever you want to call it, were all part of the sacred knowledge handed down orally. Spirituality for me is a kind of roadmap one uses to successfully navigate through life. When who you are and what you are is about the earth, you learn that your own true power can only come from the earth. It is a power that comes not out of fear, but through simply listening and learning the lessons of how to live harmoniously with the rhythms of nature. As an Indigenous person, I've had to relearn that fighting for the earth is a very old, sacred, and honorable duty. Words from Rod Coronado. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to live vegan.